Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 80.
House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Dobb. We ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Dobb.
If we could please take a moment of silence for those who do not pray as I do. I heard a soft sound like wind through the trees, but there was no wind, for the air was still, and the forest stood waiting, silent and strong, trees standing guard as they always will. The voice kept calling me, calling my name, as I walked in peace through the still, cool green, wandering into the deep, where the silent deer walk and the path is unseen. Birds all above singing their songs, the rustle of leaves underneath every step, and the sweet smell of pine, sweet perfume to me, in the forest so deep, so purely kept. "Who are you?" I ask. "Why call me?" I said. But the voice said only, "Come closer, my child. I would speak with you. Come," was the only reply. Yet the peace grew stronger there deep in the wild. And at last I stopped, for the voice then said, "I am here, cease wandering." And I lifted my eyes to a small, quiet clearing where a fallen tree lay. "Sit down," the voice said, in voice ancient and wise. Many things we spoke of, the voice and I, all the things my heart found too heavy for words. The voice and I spoke for hours, it seemed. But the only sound made was the song of the birds. "I understand, child. Let me take that from you. You've carried it now for many a year." And I felt the love like a blanket wrapped round, and I felt myself like a child held dear. "But I am to blame. I have done all these things." "I know," said the voice, "but that means nothing now." Then the love and the peace grew yet warmer still. For the very life of me, I could never say how. "Go in peace," said the voice. "You have miles to go." As I smiled and turned to walk the green sod, "I love you, my child." "I love you too," I said. "The forest, my church. The voice, my God." Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 16th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hastings moves the journal for June 16th be approved as written. Those in favor would say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Ratification bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
The roll clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 277, an act making technical corrections and other conforming and clarifying changes to the laws governing the teachers and state employees retirement system and local government commission and to other related statutes. House Bill 160, an act making technical clarifying and administrative changes to the law relating to service purchase under the teachers and state employees retirement system, the local governmental employees retirement system, and the consolidated judicial retirement system. House Bill 163, an act making clarifying administrative changes to the laws relating to the state treasurer's investment program and a local government commission and reports submitted to the Council of State. House Bill 278, an act sunsetting eligibility for participation in the local government employees retirement system by boards of alcoholic control. And the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 145, an act authorizing the City of West Salem convey the city on real property for purpose of increasing the supply of affordable housing for low and moderate income persons. Senate Bill 169, an act to modify the composition of Kinston, Lenoir County Tourism Development Authority. House Bill 253, an act to modify the membership requirement of the Tourism Development Authority of the Town of Burgall and to allow the Town of Sioux City to use proceeds for the on-street parking in the same manner in which proceeds from off-street parking facilities are used.
This is a little bit of history. House will come to order. Mr. Clark, the chair is going to direct that Senate Bill 448, short titles amendments to Schedule 6, the Controlled Substances Act, the chair is going to direct that the bill be referred simultaneously to all four judiciary committees. The four judiciary committees are directed to have a joint meeting of all four at the call of the chair. The chair is going to direct that Representative Davis preside over said joint meeting, and the bill may be taken up when and if that committee so chooses. So ordered. Senate Bill 314, the clerk will read.
Senators McGinnis, Johnson, and Davis, Senate Bill 314, a bill to be entitled Local Government Commission Assistance Toolkit, General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Gentleman from Pender, Representative Smith, recognize debate the bill on third reading. House will come to order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Had a good vote yesterday on second reading. I'd ask for the same today.
Question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 314 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Sain on the floor. Clerk lock machine record the vote. 101 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. Senate Bill 314 passes third reading. Bill will be sent to the Senate by special messenger. Representative Harder to recognize, send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Hardister, Education Universities Committee Report, Senate Bill 367, UNC Self-Liquidating Capital Projects, favorable.
Calendar and present the notice given yesterday, added to today's calendar. Let that get added to the dashboard and then we'll take it up. Okay. Senate Bill 367, the clerk will read.
Senator Lee, Senate Bill 367, a bill to be entitled Step Liquidating Capital Projects, General Assembly of North Carolina Act.
Gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is a self-liquidating project authorization for UNC Greensboro. They have an arts building that they plan to construct using funds from special revenue bonds. Also, there's a project at UNC Wilmington. It's a rec center and a recreation outdoor facility. This does not involve a state appropriation. These bonds have been approved by the Board of Governors, but because it's a capital project, it has to be approved by the General Assembly. The bill did pass the Senate with a unanimous vote. We had a unanimous vote today in House Universities. If we pass this, I know the Spartans in Greensboro will be very happy, and the Seahawks in Wilmington will be very happy as well. Appreciate your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House passed of Senate Bill 367 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 99 having voted in the affirmative and 2 in the negative. Senate Bill 367 passes its second reading, remains on the calendar. Chair is going to direct that the bill be calendared for third reading on Tuesday of next week. We will not be having votes on Monday. A couple of recognitions. First off, we're honored to have with us today Madison Perry, who is an honorary page, of course, a resident of Wake County, and also the daughter of Representative Perry. Madison, thanks for being with us today. Please join me in welcoming her with us today. And also some other very special guests on motion of Representative Moss of Montgomery, Richmond, Stanley Counties. The chair is happy to extend the courtesies to Gary to his children, Maggie and Sam. Maggie, Sam, where are you guys? Up here on the left. Thanks for being with us today. Members, for your planning purposes, next week there will be recorded votes Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday, would anticipate, but no votes on Monday, and this appears that we've concluded most of our business. However, the chair would need to direct that chapter bills will be noted as well. For what purpose? The gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rouse.
Point of personal privilege.
Chairman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've been meaning to do this for the last couple of weeks, and I keep forgetting to push the button until it's too late. I guess I'm getting old. We weren't here on June 5th, so I couldn't do it that day. I wanted to acknowledge that June 5th was my son Samuel's 19th anniversary of joining the National Guard, and he's pretty happy right now. He's been with the Sustainment Brigade headquarters in Greensboro for some time, and he's going back to his original unit, which is the transportation unit in Lenoir. He's going to be one of the three captains in the operations section, so he's looking forward to that.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas Rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for a moment of personal privilege on two occasions.
Yes, sir. The gentleman has the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, right after the Civil War, with the Emancipation Proclamation, media was not what we have it as it stands today. And many folk were not aware that the war had ended and that also slavery was no longer in being. Especially was this true in Galveston, Texas. The citizens, now newly emancipated citizens, had not learned that they were free. When the word spread, jubilation took place. And now it seems that we've come to the stage where the United States is now recognized through its Congress that this day ought to be a day to commemorate as a holiday. It's passed the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, and now it awaits the signature, which probably may occur this afternoon, to really make it official that this would be the next United States holiday. On another note, it is my pleasure and my desire that each father in here will have a very, very special weekend this Sunday. Happy Father's Day.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise?
Points of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman has the floor.
Representative Lucas, of course, Thank you for your words, both on Father's Day. I definitely want to make sure that all fathers, I don't know where we are on the ranking of holidays. I don't know we're not anywhere close to Mother's Day and Christmas. But we are still important, and fathers are, you know, want all their sons to live up to their God-given abilities. I know I do. And fathers teach, and fathers help in ways that many don't appreciate. But we want to make sure that every dad across North Carolina has an incredible Father's Day. Also, as Representative Lucas mentioned, I want to make sure that we really do take the time to recognize what it means to have Juneteenth as a federal holiday. You know, for all the reasons that he mentioned, it's so important that we take that opportunity to learn about that portion of our history. And so I hope that by having it as a federal holiday, everyone across the United States of America and the great state of North Carolina will have a chance to dig into our past and how it's impacted our future. And lastly, I want to make sure that everyone recognizes that this is the sixth anniversary of the shooting of the Charleston Nine. There has been continued debate about how we can prevent those types of things, but that church shooting 6 years ago of nine people is just something that we should all remember every single year, and I hope that their families are continuing to keep their honor and their presence felt, and I hope that they continue to rest in peace. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Wake, Representative Dahl, rise?
Point of personal privilege, please.
Lady has four.
Thank you. I'm struck by Father's Day coming up. My father died in 97. And I never want any of the men or women to underestimate their power of guidance and love that they show every day. I have been lucky enough to have several people step up and be step-in fathers. And I just don't want this day to pass without an acknowledgement that all of us have a job to do for our youth and for those that we serve with. And I thank you all. And happy Father's Day.
Thank you. For what purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Meyer, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like a moment of personal privilege as well.
The gentleman has four.
Thank you. I am very happy to be celebrating Father's Day this weekend, and also reminded and would remind you that I know many women who are raising children without a father in their lives, and many times Father's Day is an extra day to celebrate those women for the extra burden they take on. So if you know those women, make sure they feel included on Sunday as well. But mainly I rise to add my voice to support the jubilation of Juneteenth and the excitement about federal holiday. And I just want to share one personal story about this. When I was raised and went to school, I really didn't learn anything about Juneteenth. The way that I learned about it was when I first moved to North Carolina, I was taken under the wing of an elder in the community named Ruth Stroud. And Ms. Stroud sat with me one day in the living room of a house that her grandparents had built as a one-room house, and then she and her family had built into a larger house with additions over time. And she told me the story that her grandparents told her of the day that the federal troops arrived in Carrboro and came up to them at the fence of the field that they were farming and told them that they were free. And that she was the embodiment of those grandparents who had the freedom story and living in the house they had built and carrying on that tradition and not only teaching it to her grandchildren, but to teaching it to this white boy from Cleveland who didn't know anything about it. And if you want to celebrate the American ideals of freedom and equality, adding Juneteenth as a national holiday is an amazing way to do it. And I hope that we will all enjoy the celebration of that day, even as an unofficial holiday this weekend. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Lee, Representative Sauls, rise?
Forward announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a Commerce Committee meeting at 2 p.m. next Tuesday. The room number will be determined at a later date.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carney, rise?
For amendment of personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise also to recognize Juneteenth and the celebration of it. For many of us that have been here for a while, we will all remember Representative Larry Womble. He was well known for the closing day of session that he would wear his purple suit. That was back when the times, Mr. Speaker, you remember that, when we would open the doors here and in the Senate, and we would adjourn sine die by the House and the Senate leaders dropping the hanky. We don't do that much anymore. We're here almost full time. But I also just wanted to let you all know that Representative Larry Womble was the first member that brought it to the Juneteenth to the attention of this chamber, and it has been recognized almost every year since he first brought it to us, and I see heads nodding in recognition to Representative Larry Womble. So thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I hope we will continue to remember that man. He did some great things. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What purpose, the gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hanning, rise?
Moment of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to take a quick second to talk about one of our members. He's probably going to be really upset that I talked about it because he's probably one of the quietest folks we know here and really doesn't like drawing attention to himself. But I think he deserves some great recognition for turning 60 on Monday, Representative Keith Kidwell.
Representative Hanning, that was kind of you to recognize your twin brother on his special day today, so thank you for that. For what purpose the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, rise?
For a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, today's my dad's birthday. I'm going to go ahead and call him out. He's 77 years old. Some of y'all have seen him before. He looks like Bill Clinton. I'm going to get him, Mr. Speaker, to come here maybe next week or so y'all can see him. You'll think that there's maybe a former U.S. president here, but you know, he's 77 years old, but he's not slowing down at all. He still works, and he still beats me on the golf course half the time. So happy birthday, Dad.
What purpose the lady from Orange, Representative Insco, rise?
For a moment of personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
Well, thank you all for recognizing so many people who have special events on Sunday. It's my husband's birthday. It's Father's Day. And it's the summer solstice. Thank you.
Congratulations. For what purpose, the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
For some retribution against Representative Hanning.
The gentleman has the floor.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker. In honesty, I would be remiss in not mentioning that tomorrow is my mother-in-law's birthday. She's down in Florida. Unfortunately, she's going to be by herself. She's getting ready to go in and see some surgery process that she's got to deal with. So keep her in her prayers, if you would, for the birthday and for the good outcome in her surgeries there. And I know my wife wishes she could be there, but unfortunately, she's sick in bed with what I gave her over the weekend, evidently. So just a happy birthday to you, Jackie, down in Florida.
What purpose, gentlemen from Brunswick, Representative Iowa, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to add my dittos to Representative Carney and those who remember of Representative Larry Womble. Very imposing figure. You sit about where Graham Martin's sitting. And he stood up. You knew he was standing up. I mean, he was a tall gentleman. He wore a huge purple suit on going home day. And that was his going home suit, and we knew what he meant. It was a double entendre there. That was his going home suit. So I guess he's, and he's passed now, so I guess he's going home in his purple suit. So, anyway, I want to remember that. And also, give a Republican, shout out for that. But I want to also, recognize some Republicans back home that have embraced Juneteenth. We've got a very diverse, or somewhat diverse, Republican group back in Brunswick County. And some of our judges in particular, and they have sponsored, and I've helped sponsor the Juneteenth for several years. It kind of got put on hold last year and maybe this year. I haven't heard much about it this year. But we celebrate for about 5 years. I didn't know much about it until Larry Womble started bringing it to our attention. And so I appreciate that. Thanks for mentioning that, because I was thinking it and I'm glad you stood up and said it and got me to stand up. So thanks to everybody that embraces Juneteenth. Sir.
For what purpose is gentleman from Wake? Representative Martin Rice.
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. In light of the references made to the late, great Representative Womble and his purple going home suit, I want to make sure that our members have time to contact their tailors and have their purple suits ready for this year's going home today. And my inquiry to you, Mr. Speaker, is do you have any prediction on when our tailors need to have our purple suits ready?
Well, I can tell you that when Representative Womble was here and when I was rules chair, he one time told me, he said he only has one purple suit. He doesn't need me messing around with those dates. And we had to move dates around a little bit. So I don't know. I may be bad at predicting that. I would say don't get it out just yet, but it might be a little cooler outside before you need it. I don't know. It will be before Halloween, though. I feel comfortable with that. Or, well, maybe Thanksgiving. We'll see. For what purpose the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Bumgardner, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wanted to wish my wife a happy anniversary on Sunday. Not only will it be Father's Day, they might actually pay some attention to me. But it'll be our 34th anniversary, and when I came up here, it was a lot fewer numbers than that, so it just means I'm one of the old rats in the barn, I guess, now. But thank you. Happy anniversary, 34 years.
Congratulations. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, June 21st at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hastings moves, seconded by Representative Davis, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, June 21st at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
On motion to the chair, Senate Bill 594, short title Medicaid Administrative Changes and Technical Corrections, that bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules Counter Operations of the House, recommitted to the Committee on Health. The see referral to rules is added. Representative Brody is recognized to send forth the Local Government Land Use Planning and Development Committee report. House Bill 865, Private Commercial Inspection Systems, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 865 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Senate Bill 474, Septage Management Amendments, favorable House Committee substitute, unfavorable Senate Committee substitute, and re-referred. Senate Committee substitute will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 474 will be referred to the Committee on Rules.